We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack now. Time now for our Santander Legend of the Week. First-round draft pick in 2000, a key member of the Philadelphia Eagles. Glenn, right off the bat, an immediate starter. You don't find that very often. We welcome in Corey Simon, who will be the Alumni of the Week here for the Eagles against the Cardinals. Corey, welcome to the show. Welcome back to Philadelphia. How are you, first of all?
Doing well. Doing well. Glad to be back in town and enjoying myself in Philly. It should be a fun weekend.
It's a football team, by the way, on the rise, very similar to when you were in your early years with the Eagles. The team is really building together. Corey, I'd like to go back to your draft experience because I think it's such a special one. What was it like to be a first-round draft pick? What was the whole experience like for you?
You know what? It was it was pretty uneventful, to say the least. Kind of waking up that morning of the draft. I didn't go to the draft. I actually stayed at home with my mom and friends and family. I had two visits during the entire process. I went to Baltimore, and then I came to Philly. Sat down with Rex at the time, was a defensive line coach in Baltimore, and he said, "Corey, I really want you." When I came to Philly, Andy said, "Corey, if you're on the board at six, I'm not having this conversation with anybody else but you." I woke up that morning, I saw Sam Adams went to Baltimore. So at that point, I kind of knew I was going to Philadelphia. It was just a matter of time before that sixth pick came up, and Andy gave me a call and everybody started shouting, and it was fun times for everybody.
Corey, you still hold the franchise record for sacks by a rookie, 9.5. You did it as a defensive tackle, which is tougher than an edge rusher. Other than your great talent and skills, what do you attribute to in terms of teammates helping you, coaches helping you? How did you reach that point as a rookie?
Oh, man. Heck, you saw that defensive backfield that we had. I mean, with Al Harris and Bobby Taylor and Troy Vincent and Brian Dawkins. I mean, those guys made things a lot easier. And not to mention the guys that were on the line with me, Hollis Thomas eating up a lot of the double teams and Hugh Douglas having career years when I was there. It made things a lot easier. You couldn't focus on just one guy. I mean, I think when you look at the way Philadelphia's defense is built now, you kind of see the correlation with that. The way that defensive line plays is kind of how we played it. And Jim was the ultimate defensive coordinator, understood the game immensely, just extremely talented coaching staff around. I think it was just a team effort. It made the transition for me that much easier coming in with such a veteran-laden defense and a coaching staff that really had an understanding of who we were and putting us in a position to go out there and succeed.
Corey, you went to FSU, Florida State. I think you won the national championship and chased Michael Vick around in that game in that year. What was it like going from that hotbed in Tallahassee to this very unique football culture in Philadelphia?
Well, it was a big difference because Tallahassee, you know, I still live here today. Tallahassee is a small town. It's a college town. And so although football is the lifeblood of this city, there's nothing like being in a blue-collar town like Philadelphia where the fans eat, sleep, and breathe football. It is everything that they look forward to when football is not going on. And so going into that type of atmosphere, it's fun because you want to be in a place that loves what you do and appreciate what you do and what you bring to the table. And that just, you know, it just really couldn't – it's hard to kind of put into words what it was like playing in Philadelphia, being in the city, being around the city. There's nothing like it. I tell folks all the time that, you know, they have a very – very polarizing blue view of what Philadelphia football is like. And I tell them, listen, when you're in it and when you're having the success that we had and you went out there and you worked your butt off every single day, there's not a fan base that's more appreciative of what you've accomplished. And so it's always going to be a special place to me. It was a special place to be coming out of college and feel so appreciated by a fan base.
Corey, I saw you're involved in what sounds like a very admirable program down there called Real Men with some former players. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's Florida State athletes, not just football players. It's bringing all the athletes, college athletes and male athletes, And in just really breaking down the ins and outs of not just college sports, but life in general, taking advantage of the opportunities that they have being at Florida State University, going out and networking and talking to people and being a part of the community. It's very easy to be really selfish when you come in as a college student. And so trying to get these young men to kind of step out of their own comfort zone and be a part of the community and give back to that community, and watch how that community embraces them and gives back to them when it's all said and done. And so I really enjoy, you know, sitting down with those guys and trying to give some of the life lessons that I've learned. I've learned a lot over the last 20 years of being not only in the NFL but out of the NFL, and kind of going through the process. And so just trying to give them a little bit of insight on, you know, what the future can look like, but don't make the same mistakes that I made and others made, and take advantage of someone else's success and hardships.
Corey, as the honorary alumni captain this week, you will be introduced to the crowd. You'll hear the cheers of 68,000 fans again. Do you miss the sounds of the cheering crowds in Philadelphia? Do you think about that at all? Do you anticipate what it's going to be like at all for Sunday?
I hadn't really thought about it, quite honestly. I think for me, the biggest thrill of this entire weekend is going to be my son. You know, he's now 14 now, and he'll get a chance to be a part of that and see what that looks like. When I had my son the morning that we were going to play against the Atlanta Falcons in the playoffs, and so he didn't get a chance to really experience my time in Philadelphia. He was much too young for that. And so really that's the part of it for me that's exciting. To you know, it's homecoming week for him here at school, and instead of going to homecoming, he wants to come to Philadelphia with me and be a part of that experience. And so that's what I'm most looking forward to. As far as missing the crowd, I miss the fan. I do. It's this being in this city. Tallahassee, like I said, is a small town. It's not like being in a big city. And so that part I'm definitely looking forward to. But more importantly than all of that is my son kind of gets the experience that I had walking out into back then the Vet, and then later on towards my ending time in Philadelphia at the Link. So he gets to have that experience, and I'm looking forward to seeing his face.
Can't wait to see you, Corey. Thanks so much for joining us here, and let's all have a great day on Sunday as the Eagles beat the Cardinals. Thanks so much, Corey Simon.
Going to be fun. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Corey Simon, our Santander Legend of the Week.